Before I just start my presentation, I just want to tell you something about HIV/AIDS and women in Africa, particularly in Ethiopia. Women are more than two times affected by or infected by HIV/AIDS than men, but still women access to HIV prevention care and support interventions is very, very limited. So it's a time that we need to identify an effective and well-tailored HIV prevention care and support intervention. So women promoters mobilizing female clients to seek mobile HIV counseling and testing. So my presentation outline will be, I will just overview the project that we have in Ethiopia and the target population. The study objective and the methods, the result and the conclusion will be discussed. HIV/AIDS in Ethiopia, the national HIV prevalence in Ethiopia is 2.4, among women is 2.9 and men 1.9. The urban HIV prevalence is much more higher than the rural, that is 7.7%, and in the rural is 0.9%. And the HIV positive population is more than 1.2 million. So the USAID private health sector program is implemented by Aptos in Ethiopia in the private health sector. And it started in 2004, and the first phase was finalized in 2009, and now we are working on the private health sector program since 2009. Mobile HIV counseling and testing is one of the services supported since 2007 as a part of comprehensive HIV service, and we provided mobile HIV counseling and testing service for more than 160,000 clients since 2007. Our target populations are the most at-risk population groups. In our context, the most at-risk population groups are the women commercial sex workers, the daily laborers who migrate from the rural Ethiopia to the urban towns, and the women who are divorced and widowed. So we do have social mobilization strategies that we use to attract clients to the mobile HIV counseling and testing, the car announcement, leaflets, mass media, home visits by women promoters. These are the social mobilization strategies that we do. The objective of this study is to identify the most effective and effective social mobilization strategy to increase the uptake of female clients in mobile HIV counseling and testing services. The method is a descriptive quantitative data analysis using the client data from 29 towns in Ethiopia starting from April to October 2010. The data was entered and analyzed using the SPSS 16. And the result, a total of 38,442 clients were tested, and from them 44.2% were female. Of the women tested, 58.3% stated that they came to mobile HIV counseling and testing centers because of women promoters, including the 69% of the commercial sex workers who show up at mobile HIV counseling and testing were brought by the women promoters. And 67% of the women aged in 30 to 34, you know, currently there is an epidemiological shift. Previously, the most affected age group among women was 24 to 30, but now there is a shift to the age group 30 to 34. And among the women who show up at the mobile HIV counseling and testing, 67% of them come to the site because of the women promoters. 59% of women who tested HIV positive were brought to the mobile counseling and testing service by the women promoters. This figure shows the from left to right the strategies that we use to influence female clients to seek mobile counseling and testing service. So the media, the local FM radios that we use attracts 5.6% of the women, and the brochures and leaflets attract 4.4%. The car announcements attract 31.8%, and the huge amount of that, 58.3% of the women were influenced by the women promoters and come to the HIV counseling and testing service. In conclusion, the peer mobilization strategies are more effective in influencing women to seek mobile HIV counseling and testing service as compared to other strategies. Peer promoters from the same community are key in identifying and mobilizing the most at-risk population to seek mobile counseling and testing service. Thank you.